Well, hey, Victory Church, thank you for joining us today for Lectio Divina. My name is Wade Smith, and I'm the Executive Campus Pastor at the Grapevine Campus. Today, we're going to be reading from Matthew 9, 18 through 26. And remember, as we enter God's presence, take some time, breathe, center yourself around Him. As I read, I encourage you to simply listen or read along. This first round we call read. As you're listening or reading along, pay attention to the words or phrases that stick out to you and write them down. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt down before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion. He said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went throughout all that district. Take a few moments and write some notes. What words or phrases stuck out to you in this passage? Second step is to reflect. Be aware of the emotions that rise up in you as you listen and what character you relate to in this story. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt down before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion. He said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went throughout all that district. Take a few moments and write down the emotions you felt, as well as the character you resonated with. The third step is to respond. As you listen, pay attention to the voice of the Lord. What's he saying? What do you want to say back? While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt down before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion. He said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went throughout all that district. So take a few moments and start a conversation with God. What's he saying in this moment? and how do you need to respond? The final step is to simply rest in the presence of God. Before you move on with your day, take a few moments to meditate on the passage and the things God is speaking to you. Ultimately, take a few minutes to simply rest in the presence of God. Thank you for your presence. We thank you that your word is active and alive. And I pray that today, as we reflect, respond, and rest in you, Father, I pray that you would speak to us, give us clarity, give us wisdom, that you'd be the center of our day. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.